We have the truth, we know how the universe works, so we need a director who can measure and describe what we know to be true. We need Arthur Stanley Eddington. Bugger theory. Give me the best measuring man in England.
Into a ball. Ready hands. And he hurls the socks at the people on the bank. What is the speed of the socks? The speed of the boat added to the speed of the socks. But what about light?
What about light?
What if I shine a beam of light at you on the bank from my boat? What is the speed of the light? The speed of the boat added to the speed of the light?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Why not?
You're late.
Well, I was invited at precisely the time I was supposed to arrive here, therefore it was impossible for me to be here when I left.
What?
The energy which an object has because of its motion will increase its mass. The increase in mass makes it harder for the object to increase its speed. Try as he might, the brilliant scientist setting out to meet the fat industrialist was always going to be late.
If the sun were to disappear now, according to Isaac Newton and his laws of gravity, we feel it now, instantaneously. The force of gravity moves faster than the speed of light. How can that be?
This is what I'm paying for.
What are you saying? What is he saying?
Thank you very much for all the money you're giving me.
Shall I take the top off the egg? Arthur?
There's something in this.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Albert Einstein has no regard for the conventions of scientific presentation. Even his mathematical symbols are all of his own making. To be frank, it might as well be a foreign language. But I decoded some of it. He's suggesting that time is at different speeds in the universe depending on how fast you are moving. The faster you move, the more time slows down.
I need your help.
With what?
Mercury and mathematics.
If we get this result, where will we publish?
If. What's the matter with you, if we get the result?
It's a theory of gravity and everything. He's done it. Let me just show you.
What are you doing? Have you gone mad?
Dyson, the other end. Pick it up. Pick up the tablecloth. Space. The tablecloth is space. The sun. What's happening?
What?
What's happening with the sun and space?
Well, the bread is sinking into the tablecloth.
The sun makes a shape around it in space.
Yes. Now, what happens if I do this? It wants to travel in a straight line, but it can't. Why not?
Because the bread's making a shape.
The apple follows the curves made in space.
Yes. Yes, space is shaped. And that is how gravity works. Space tells objects how to move. Objects tell space what shape to be. And there's a way to prove it. When starlight comes near to the sun, what will happen to it?
It'll bend.
Yes. That's what he says. That's what Einstein says. Starlight will bend.
Totality. We have 5 minutes to take photographs.
If the stars on this photographic plate of the eclipse overlap with the comparison plate, Einstein is wrong and Newton's theory holds. If there is a gap between the two images, then the sun's gravitational field has shifted the star's position and we have a new theory of gravity.
A gap.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
No!
Yes.